The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Speak on it, Sister Asia.
So we're going to get Pastor Roberts, a.k.a. Rick Ross, to take us out on some words of wisdom. What's good? What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of your new favorite podcast, DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here's where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I'm one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
It is Tuesday, and a few big things happening. So Lil Baby and Lil Durk are celebrating $15 million made on their Back Outside tour.
Sheesh.
Woo, let me hold some. Also, Young Thug is suing a concierge service out in Atlanta after they lost several of his belongings and a hard drive that he says is worth $1 million. Damn. And Wale is preparing for the release of his new album, Forlorn 2, and I could personally not be more excited.
Same here. I'm ready for some new Wale.
For sure. So before we get down to all of that, gotta say follow the DX Daily Podcast. You already here listening, might as well just hit that follow button, subscribe, whichever app you're on right now, just hit it. It takes 2 seconds. Thank you. Now let's get down to it. Okay, so let's start off with Lil Baby and Lil Durk. I don't know who has been killing it harder in the year 2021 than these two.
I mean, we probably talked about them, I know, at least once or twice a week this year, because they're always in the news for doing something big.
Crushing it not only musically, brand-wise,
yes,
tour-wise, every single aspect in music that you can hit, these guys are hitting on it, and it's been paying off, man. They made $15 million on their tour, the Back Outside tour.
Yeesh.
Congratulations.
Let's go.
We love it. We love to see people making their way out of the streets into the music game and being successful on this level. That's like a part of what I think is best about this entire situation, or a part of what I appreciate most about this situation, is these weren't some privileged guys that had their uncle, dad, whoever cut a couple of deals for them and now they're on. Like, these are people that really came from the mud. They really came up telling us their stories, and now they just closed out on a tour at $15 million. So we love to see it.
Yeah, definitely love to see it. And not everybody can do that. Like, that, this is a big feat. $15 million on a tour during a quote-unquote pandemic. Like,
right. During a whole panoramic.
Yes.
23 cities they went to. Over 150,000 tickets sold. What else can you say? They got the year in the headlock. They won 2021.
Yeah, definitely this year goes to Lil Baby and Lil Durk, respectively.
Come on now. Now, they did receive like a celebratory plaque for it. It was a really dope video just to see them celebrating. So here's a little bit of that.
It sold $15 million grosses across the whole world. This is a little something from us to you to say thank you for everything, man. It's been a beautiful tour.
What the numbers was again? Yeah.
250,000 tickets sold, $15 million gross, 23 cities across the country.
Yeah. They say we weren't gonna sell no tickets.
So if you heard that little remark at the end, one of the guys that was behind the camera was like, they said we wasn't gonna sell no tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And when he said they, he meant Academics, because, you know, Academics was pretty vocal about the fact that Lil Baby and Lil Durk weren't going to sell that many tickets. He was saying, oh, you'll never see Lil Baby post that his tour is sold out because they're not moving that many tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, judging by this $15 million and 150,000 tickets sold, that doesn't sound like facts. Sounds like Academics was wrong on that one.
Yeah, a lot of tickets were sold, Academics. A lot of tickets.
Now, Lil Baby did take to his Instagram on Monday morning to celebrate. He was like, "Back Outside tour was a success. Now I'm off to get some rest. When I come back, I'm stepping on dudes' necks." Was that bars?
Bars, talk your mess.
I love it, man. I love the confidence. I love the work ethic. I love the fact that they put their families in the forefront with whatever they do. I like the fact that they show off that family life. I just like everything about these guys, man. Real stand-up, seemingly stand-up guys.
Yeah, and also, like, if you were able to catch the tour, you know, me and Asia did go to the show here in Raleigh, and Lil Baby was giving money on the show, like the book bag challenge where people could come into the audience and they pick a bag to win money.
He was blessing them.
Yes, and then Lil Durk sometimes brought out India, his girlfriend, and serenaded her almost every show, so it was
real,
pretty dope.
Real family-friendly environment, you know, minus some of the lyrics of the song, but yeah. Still, you know, it's just a very genuine, very fun vibe. You can tell they put a lot of effort into the production value of the show, more than they have in the past, because I've seen Lil Baby perform years ago, I've seen Lil Durk perform years ago, and how their performances looked then versus how they look now is worlds apart, so I think they deserve every bit of this.
Yep, the growth is real. So congratulations once again.
Yes, congrats to Lil Durk and Lil Baby. Well deserved, well deserved. Now, somebody that is going through it right now apparently is Young Thug. He is suing a concierge service after they lost one of his bags that had so many different valuable items in it. Thug had a Louis Vuitton bag, and he said it contained $40,000 in cash, a diamond-encrusted watch worth $50,000, a diamond chain worth $37,000, and the most expensive thing was this hard drive where he said it had 200 songs up there, and he values it at $1 million.
Damn, that's intense to lose all of that.
Ooh, I mean, come on now. If I got all that in one bag, that's getting guarded with my life.
Right, I'm never letting that go.
So this is a new case right here that we have on DX Daily. So he is saying that he left the bag by his Lamborghini, and a resident of his apartment where he stays at picked it up and turned it into the concierge.
Okay, yeah.
First of all, whoever that is, you're going to heaven. You are going to heaven, because if I find a bag with $57,000, diamond watch, diamond chain, and, well, dang, when you know it's Young Thug's hard drive, yeah, you might want to turn it back in.
Yeah, like, that's...
You kind of don't want to risk it once you figure out whose it is. Now, if you just find it and you have no idea, yeah, I would think somebody would just run off with that. But either way, they turned it into the concierge. That's when the leader of the team named Lily Bowie contacted Young Thug to basically let him know, like, all right, we found your bag and we're keeping it in a secure area. Then things got a little shaky from there.
Yeah, so another employee named Latoya Guest, she allegedly released this Louis Vuitton bag to an unknown person without even contacting the first person about it when she was supposed to.
And this lady, the first one, she left specific instructions. Do not release this bag without contacting me first to ensure that it gets returned to the rightful owner. Now, I feel like Lily Bowie was doing what she was supposed to do in this situation. Like, all right, we got this somewhere secure. Don't give this to anybody without letting me know, because obviously she knows whose it is. She probably wasn't going to tell anybody else whose it was.
Yeah.
And this person, whoever released it, obviously wasn't following protocol. Dang, could you imagine being the one that gave out the bag that you weren't supposed to give out, and you find out whose it was and what was in it?
I couldn't live with myself. Like, how do you, like, people gonna look at you crazy. Like, how could you mess that up? Why would you do that? Why would you not be more precautious in what you're doing with your job?
You in danger, girl. Mm. So now, after all of this has happened, of course, they can't find the bag. And now Young Thug is suing this concierge company, and he wants his bread back. He wants his things. Like, I lost over $1 million worth of value with y'all, so now I need my coins back, and he's suing them.
But now I want to know, how did the person who got this bag know that this bag was here? Because now it's sounding like an inside chizob.
This is where we get deep on it. This is where we got to put our DX Daily thinking caps on and figure it out. Maybe somebody else was around when the bag was turned in. Because I'm thinking, you know, concierge service, there's probably people around that are handling the bags. Might have overheard the situation. Might have, you know, seen whoever turn it in, put it in a secure place. Might be like, oh, that's somebody's important. It's an important bag situation we got going on here.
Right.
Some talk might have happened amongst the employees. Yeah, Miss LaToya probably eager to return it to its rightful owner because she probably thought, hey, you know, Big Tip might be coming. This is an expensive situation. And then, boom, she hands it off to the wrong person. But, you know, if the employees got to talking, there's no telling who else they told. Family members, cousins, friends, whatever. Like, yo, I found a Louis bag at my job today. It had da-da-da-da-da in it. Like, you never know. So you never know who found out what. But needless to say, the bag was not returned, and Young Thug wants his money now.
Yeah, good for him. I hope he wins this case and gets everything back. And, you know, it's his stuff. He needs it back.
Yeah, and I just feel the worst about the songs because it's like, the watch, okay, the money. Like, you're Young Thug. You have hella bread. So that's probably not an issue for him. But the songs, if I made you know how long it takes to make a song?
It takes a while.
So 200 of those, add that up. And then all of that is gone.
Just like that. Like, at least give the hard drive back. People go crazy when they lose their laptop, their hard drive, because it has everything on it.
It's people's life work on these hard drives. So I get it. But yeah, best of luck to Young Thug. And if that employee just made an honest mistake, best of luck to her too, because that's a horrible situation to be in.
Yeah, hit the Beyonce cue. You getting fired.
Damn, girl. Well, on to more exciting, better news. Wale is preparing for the release of his brand new album, Falarin 2, and I am excited.
Hey, let's go.
More applause, because I've been waiting for some new Wale for a minute, for quite a minute, actually. And he's been releasing music steadily, actually, over these past few months. He's got a few songs out. Him and Maxo Cream have Down South. Poke It Out with J. Cole. Of course, Angles is out. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, he just dropped another snippet of a new song. And it sounds good. It sounds great. I cannot lie. Matter of fact, let me just play a little bit of it.
I do the shit that they never done. I see the shit they could never see. Honestly, I'm really one of one. Honestly, I got no company. Let it breathe. I do the shit that they never done. I see the shit they could never see. Honestly, I'm really one of one. Honestly, I got no company. Let it be. I do the shit that they never done. My vision is something they never seen. Honestly, I'm really one of one. I promise you. Hey, I promise you.
Very soulful, very reflective, very Wale-ish themes on that. Reflecting about what he's given to this game. Reflecting about his career. Just typical Wale stuff. That's the type of Wale I love, though. You know, the slow little vibe he catches. Mm-hmm. I'm totally into it. He dropped the album cover work on Twitter. It's him with a bunch of roses. So, you know, he's going to get into his lovey-dovey bag. Yep. Also love that. Love that about him. Yeah, and the album's coming on October 22nd. And, you know, this is the sequel to the first Falarin, and that came out. That had features from Rick Ross, 2 Chainz, Tierra Thomas, Scarface, Nipsey Hussle, Trinidad James, and all of them. So, you know, it's going to be a hard act to follow, but I really do have faith in Wale, like, especially based on what he's put out so far. Of course, Angles had everybody in a chokehold all summer long. And then with this snippet that he just dropped, that sounds like a prime intro tune right there. So I'm thinking that's going to be the intro. And if that's what he's opening up the album with, I'm pretty sure whatever is going to go in between that and all of the records that he's already put out is going to be great. Nothing left to say, but I'm ready for the album.
Yeah, you know, Wale is very vocal when he talks about how he's like one of the best rappers alive, greatest rappers alive type thing, or this generation's best rapper. And a lot of people kind of get on Wale's head about that. But do you think there's going to be more eyes on his album to see if he really is going to be putting out like a good project? Or how you think the people are going to take it? Because people drag Wale whenever he says he's like a good rapper. For some reason, they do that all the time.
I do think he's going to prove that and solidify that even more. And I like the tone that he's setting with the snippet by saying, honestly, I'm one of one. He said it several times in that clip, and he's making it known, like, I'm one of one, or I'm one of the greatest. And I like that attitude. I love the fact that he's always had that attitude. And I think, honestly, the only reason he gets pushback for that is because people don't like overly confident people. They seem to have some sort of problem with that. Mm-hmm. And Wale doesn't put people down in his confidence in himself. So I really don't see an issue with it. I think this album is going to get more people on his side, bring more people over. I think he's going to show, he already shows a lot of his personality. I think he's going to show even more personality on this album. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to do the usual records for the ladies, one club record. Like, I am expecting everything that needs to be gave to be given on this album.
Yes, and we're going to see October 22nd. So another release we're excited to, we're looking forward to.
Right. Mm-hmm. And lastly, so this is a hip hop news podcast, obviously. Yes. And, you know, hip hop is uplifting. It's inspirational. But I feel like sometimes the news be just getting us down. It'd be a lot of negativity going on. So I feel like, you know, we should start giving words of wisdom or employing some of our favorite hip hop artists to give us some words of wisdom. So I found a message that really spoke to me from the good brother Rosé, Dr. William Roberts, if you would like to call him that. Rick Ross, he posted a great message on social media that I just think would be some great words of wisdom and encouragement for the hip hop community and the world community at large.
Speak on it, Sister Asia.
So we're going to get Pastor Roberts, a.k.a. Rick Ross, to take us out on some words of wisdom.
And for the niggas that's getting money, I pray you niggas ain't getting money just to show other niggas you getting money. I pray you niggas ain't getting money to go get dressed up to stand around other niggas. Nigga, you better be getting money to hold a whole squad down, to hold a family down, to hold a team down, not to motherfucking get cute around other niggas. What made me say that is just the fact that, you know, I'm on tour, we at the parties, we balling, we having a good time, but sometimes we get to these after parties and it'll be a section full of niggas. Section full of niggas. Niggas looking at each other. Niggas passing the same hookah around to 10 niggas.
I've seen it with my own eyes.
Bitches in the section, they looking crazy at the bitches. What are we doing this for, brother?
What are we doing this for, brother? Great, great words from Rick Ross right there, man. That really spoke to me because he said, I pray you not out here getting money to show other men that you are getting money. Like, that can't be your purpose. That can't be your goal and your reason out here. Mm-hmm. Acquiring this wealth just to show other men that you're getting this wealth. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Or other people for that matter. Yeah. We can take it across gender lines. Like, that just was, I felt like that was a real word for the hip hop community. So we did need that. That is our words of wisdom today. I think that's a good note to end on too.
Yeah.
So that is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to us at right now. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok at Hip Hop BX.
Yep, you can follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
And we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.